Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Hass of Team Reba.
And this is a live call-in show. If you have questions for our guests, give us a ring toll-free at 866-712-1300.
Yes.
And with us, we have Michael Murrow from Michael Murrow Garden Design. Before we get any farther, Michael, how can people reach you if they've got a question?
My website is michaelmurrow.com. That's my name.
Spell your last name.
M-U-R-O.
And we've been pinging them on Twitter as well as
Twitter,
LinkedIn, and you're
Twitter's
on Facebook.
Michael S. Murrow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
yeah.
Facebook is Michael Murrow Garden Design.
Got it. Okay, Michael.
Phone number.
Yeah, sure.
Call at 206-240-0410.
240-0410. Got it.
And gift certificates are great Christmas presents.
Oh, there you go.
By the way.
Do you offer those?
That's a great idea.
Oh, yes.
Do you do them in certain dollar increments or just for whatever?
Whatever dollar increment you want.
Okay. Hey, husband James Rupp, are you listening?
Yeah.
Just in case. I know you ask me all the time. Just letting you know.
Little hint there, kind of a big hint.
Not even a little one. That's a huge hint.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a huge hint. He knows that our yard, you know, our promo for this show is all about me. Like, I'm dreaming. I'm like,
right.
For 8 years, my yard has looked like crap.
Yeah.
Because once I moved into that house in Renton, I just got, you know, life super busy, you know, because I was traveling back and forth to my family for several years. And then the last couple of years, business has just been booming so much that, you know, I've gotten back to hiring people to take care of the lawn and stuff like that. But the rest of it has just fallen by the wayside. And it drives me nuts because I love an outdoor space. I love to garden. And I've had absolutely no time to do
sure.
it. And so every once in a while, in fact, I tell Jen, like, I hate walking in my front entryway because there's a tree, a blue spruce that died. And so there's just like this mound where the dead tree trunk is still sitting.
I
can't stand looking at it. I can't stand looking at it every day.
It's so nice to have, you know, have that space and the, kind of that little sanctuary. And I know mm-hmm. my house, we have a koi pond. And mm-hmm. Over the years, I've kind of used it, not used it, but recently stocked it, and it's got a little waterfall that's hooked into it. So not maybe a couple weeks after I got this thing kind of back going here, last year, owl moved in.
Mm-hmm.
And
really?
He thinks that
because he said lunch.
He thinks this is like the drive-through at Jack in the Box. I mean, but it's just the coolest thing. And I'm talking to my kids. I'm like, man, how am I going to get rid of that owl? And they're like, get rid of the owl. No, just get more fish. You know, because that owl, he just thinks this is the best thing ever. But
is he a protected owl?
You build a little. Not going to say on that. But I didn't see any spots on him, so I think we're good. So no,
okay.
He's just an old barred owl, but you create a sanctuary. Maybe that brings in wildlife. If that's something that you
mm-hmm.
want, you can pick plants that will attract.
Oh, absolutely. And do you have other kinds of birds coming?
Oh yeah. Lots of, you know, chickadees and all kinds of, you know, crazy things that come in.
Because believe it or not, in the winter around this area, when it freezes, birds run out of water sources to drink.
So oh, that's right. You
know, water.
Okay.
Whether it's a little fountain or your pond mm-hmm. attracts birds. Because when it gets cold and frozen and snowy, the birds start running out of food.
Their mm-hmm. resources,
sure.
yeah.
And that's where
I always think about their food. I don't think about their water, but that's...
They need water, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like as soon as you said it, I was like, oh, duh. But I just don't think... Because it gets so soggy here. That you think, oh, surely there's plenty of resources
right.
for them, but they actually...
And usually there is.
But I will tell you, to your point, when it was really cold the other day and everything was frozen up, because normally when I take my dog for walks, there's lots of places where water pools up and he goes and gets a drink as we're walking around for 3 miles. And that would probably normally be where the birds go, and it was all frozen over.
Exactly.
And so they had days that they didn't have any water, probably. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
And sometimes even food, because birds become a much larger part of the landscape in the winter because, you know, a lot of the lush foliage kind of takes center stage the rest of the year.
Right.
And then you've got bare branches and it's more sculptural, and especially if it snows, the birds really become a feature of the garden.
Right.
Which kind of leads into they love berries. So, yes,
oh, sure.
You can plant. There's plants that have berries in the winter. So that's kind of it. They look great for the holidays, but they're also food for the birds.
Got it. Sure, sure. What are some other plants that are good for that, even or even if it's just not the winter, but any time of year?
Well, you know, you can kind of, if you look at ground cover, for instance, there is Gaultheria procumbens, common name wintergreen, and it's actually in the salal family, but, you know, don't associate it with salal. It likes a woodland setting covered with big red berries right now. And this is also something that's available in nurseries that you can purchase right now and plant it. Great for pots, too.
Perfect. What about hummingbirds in the summer?
Oh, hummingbirds, their favorite food is salvia.
Okay.
And, oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, that if you want hummingbirds, plant salvia.
Okay.
And there's a lot of different kinds, but there's one I love called black and blue salvia, and it's one of the last things to bloom in the garden, so it's one of their last food sources. And that'll keep them around.
Okay.
Excellent.
Yeah, I have neighbors who have, like, the feeders, but I much prefer to give them natural food, really.
I do, too. Sure. And sometimes, you know, if you put out bird seed and whatnot, it attracts things that you might not really
like
want.
Like squirrels and rats.
Ones with the hairless tails.
Right. Things like that.
Squirrels and rats.
That variety. Yeah.
So you saw what the display was that my husband put in our yard for the Thanksgiving with the skeletons.
Yeah.
So he had corn cobs out there. And he attracted all these other critters cleaned them, just totally cleaned their clocks.
For Halloween, it's perfect, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So what about Oregon grape? Because we have some of that in my backyard, and my husband wants to wipe it all out. And I'm like, no, the birds feed on that. Like, don't, let's not get rid of all of it.
You know, in the right location, it's great. And the other thing is the birds in this region are... The natives are what they're used to.
Right.
So if you have Northwest natives like salal, like Oregon grape, that's going to be a food source for them that the birds in this region would have.
What about kinnikinick?
Kinnikinick?
Kinnikinick.
Archistaphylus. Uva ursi.
See, we're speaking in pig Latin here.
I know. It totally sounds like another language, doesn't it?
It's one of my favorite plant
names. I thought that was a town.
No, that's Walla Walla.
It might be somewhere.
Maybe I'm thinking of the Kalakala. I don't know. No, that was a fairy.
You're thinking of tulips.
I know. Too many things. Okay.
Yeah, I guess that's it. Went up to Alaska, and they use it for fishing now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I thought they... Blew it up. Okay.
I don't know what
anyway,
they did.
I thought they sunk it.
Something.
But anyway, I thought the Kalakala
is gone. Yeah.
But anyway, okay, we only have a couple minutes left.
Cilantro, which is a plant.
There you go. Okay. So, all right. So we've been talking about a bunch of different plants. Did we get to your list of the things that you were recommending for this time of year besides the things that feed birds?
No, there's more things.
Okay. Well, we only have maybe about a minute.
Okay,
How quickly can you get that
Pyracantha, scarlet firethorn. Covered with red berries, and it's a big food source for plants. I actually...
Is that really nasty plant that has big thorns on it?
Some varieties have thorns, so it depends on where you put it. It's great for an espalier in the back.
Okay.
But I one time had watched a flock of robins land on a huge pyracantha bush, and... They flew away and all the berries were gone.
Oh, wow. That's they really cool. did
was,
munch it down.
It was cold and it was snowing.
That was their version of McDonald's.
That's really cool.
Exactly.
Okay, got it. They did the drive-thru.
There you go.
It was amazing.
It was a flyby.
Or their version of Dick's Drive-In.
Yeah.
They came in, landed, fed, left.
Nice.
Got it. Okay. Well, Michael Moreau, we want to thank you for being on today with us again. I'm sure if we ask you back, will you come with us?
I will, because we barely scratched the surface.
We learned so much today. So join us next Tuesday, 3 o'clock, open more with Open House of Team Reba. Always have great guests on.
Yes.
And we'll have a great week, everyone. Thanks again for joining us today.
And have a good Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/MaxMetroEastside on Facebook or email info@TeamReba.com. Join us again next Tuesday at 3 for more Open House with Team Reba here on Business Radio 1300 KKOL. Program sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.